Baghdad, Reuters. Iraq signed a military pact with Iran on Wednesday in a breakthrough with a former foe. Defense Minister Suad Dermad Alami signed a pact in Tehran, agreeing to accept Iranian military training and other cooperation with the country Iraq fought for a decade under ousted leader Saddam Hussein. Responding to the suggestions that the thaw in this with Iran would anger Washington, Dalami said nobody can dictate to Iraq its relations with other countries. This is a most amazing development. A country that is part of President Bush's acts of evil, Iran, the country that the United States supported Hussein to defeat in battle, this country that is on the Americans' most evil list, and one that Saddam Hussein kept in check for 10 years. This country, Iran, is now going to take over the military training of the Iraq army. Is that amazing? It is absolutely amazing. What Saddam Hussein would not allow to happen, President Bush has caused to happen. In other words, we took care of Saddam for Iran, and now they begin the takeover process of Iraq, and that whole region becomes more dangerous than ever. So I would just suggest to the people of planet Earth to stay tuned as the managers of the asylum prepare more events for us patients around the world. It's just brutal. It's just, but when I saw this, and I mean, this is from Reuters News Service. I mean, it's not somebody with an axe to the ground. It's just absolutely bizarre. So let's get rid of that and let's get on to good things. But more than ever now, you should be looking for your escape route, not on a road in another state as the folks down south have had to do for the hurricane, but looking inside of yourself. Last week, we studied the escape route that Jesus told us of when he talked of the single eye, the pineal gland of the brain. In overhead 5, we see the statement of Jesus in Matthew 6:22, and he says, "The light of the body is the eye. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be filled with light." What we did last week was to prove without a doubt that what Jesus was referring to when he used the phrase single eye was the pineal gland of the brain. But what I found very curious is that if you go on the internet and look in books, you'll see many comments from Christian writers who will never go near this thing of the possibility of the single eye referring to the pineal gland, because then they would have to admit that what Jesus is referring to would be of the East, and that, you know, destroys their whole biblical concept. They can't handle that. And so what they will say, the Christian commentator was saying, Jesus wasn't talking about the eastern single eye or the pineal gland. He was talking about keeping yourself focused on the truth. Well, we I think pretty much put that to rest last week and with proof, you know, and I think it was a lot of proof. And if you were not with us last week, I would recommend you order the video, audio tape or DVD number 542 because it's on there. And I feel confident that you'll agree that there is no doubt but that the single eye referred to in that scripture of Jesus is the pineal gland of the brain, okay? Now, throughout the ages, there's always been writings and pictures of one kind or another of the single eye or the pineal gland. It's always in the ancient mystical religion. But last week, we discovered something that amazingly I believe can explain why it has been such a focal point of ancient writings. And this is a stunner. And let's just, you know, quickly review that. We'll look at the next overhead 6. It has been found that the pineal gland manufactures trace amounts of the psychedelic chemical dimethyltryptamine. Psychedemic clinical dimethyltryptamine. The pineal gland secretes. That's why I titled this message The Psychedelic Single Eye, and that's what we're going to talk about. Or this endogenous, now Joan told me last time, you should tell them what endogenous means. It means that it's manufactured from within the body. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Chemical in the human brain is believed to play a role in dreaming and possibly near-death experience in another mystical state.